mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday, the 15th day of November, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Let me run down some of the top stories I'm going to be detailing in the next segment. We're also going to open the phones up for your questions or comments on any of these issues at 888-201-2244. That's the special Sunday phone number directly out of our studios. During the weekdays, we take the phone calls from the Genesis Studios in Minnesota. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, 888-201-2244. Or the direct line and for Central Texas listeners, 512-646-1776. Associated Press, weak dollar, no quick fix for narrowing trade gap. Because we're so deindustrialized, you would think that a weak dollar, though it's bad for almost everything in the economy, that it might be good a little bit to increase some manufacturing, but there's no real industry left here to speak of that can compete with China, India, Mexico, because they have such low standards in environmental, workers' comp, greenhouse gas taxes, you name it, that no one can compete. It is the race to the bottom. That's the globalist model in their own documents, their own statements. It's meant to deindustrialize the West so that we become completely bankrupt to the central banks. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, million people hit by plague worse than swine flu. Well, the swine flu is not a very bad plague, but it certainly is a huge hype machine, a psychological plague. But it is killing a lot of people reportedly in the Ukraine and Poland. And now top scientists in Ukraine are saying they believe the H1N1 virus and the regular seasonal flu virus somehow mutated. Or that the Tamiflu and the flu vaccines did this. This is now mainstream news, Sunday Express out of England. We'll be going over this today. It also dovetails, French woman gets crippling illness after H1N1 vaccine. Time magazine reporting, China investigates deaths after swine flu shot. People are becoming paralyzed here in the United States as well after being given the shot. There's a whole bunch of headlines covering that. So we're going to be going over the latest developments with the swine flu slash flu hype, now some type of unnamed super virus in Eastern Europe. And then I'm also going to play several clips from Fox News today, both of them of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris goes on Cavuto and says world government's being set up through the carbon tax. And then national media makes fun of him and calls him a kook when Ban Ki-moon, two Sundays ago, wrote an editorial for the New York Times. He's the Secretary General of the UN, calling for global government and saying the carbon tax would fund global government. So Chuck Norris isn't allowed to read the New York Times that's pro-world government and say, I don't want world government. And Chuck Norris isn't allowed to do this with Sean Hannity. He was on with Sean Hannity later that same day, last week. Cavuto didn't make fun of him. Sean Hannity did and said Ron Paul was crazy. So Ron Paul was crazy 10 years ago saying overspending would devalue the dollar, now happening. Ron Paul was crazy saying it would destroy our industry, now happening. Ron Paul was crazy saying we'd have 20% unemployment, now happening. Ron Paul was crazy talking about global government, now I guess I was crazy. See, Sean Hannity is a plant, ladies and gentlemen. He's there to pose as if he's a patriotic conservative while trying to discredit those of us that are really trying to save this country. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of him attacking people and talking down to Chuck Norris and talking down to Ron Paul. Sean Hannity, you're a traitor.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The time for denial is over. Unelected, tyrannical world government is being openly announced by every major news publication in the world. And most of these publications are spinning it, saying that world government is an answer to all of our problems. It's an answer to the banks that have devalued the currency and stolen tens of trillions. Though the big banks are openly saying they will run the world government and they're the ones pushing it. World government will save us from war, though the very same interests pushing the global government are the ones starting all the major wars and funding both sides. They're saying world government is the answer to the evils of national sovereignty, and that more globalism, more deindustrialization, more driving down of the wages is the answer. Now, this is a psychological form of mind control we've been put under, where for decades, as the world government was being set up and as it was being developed and foisted on the people, and as people like myself and Congressman Ron Paul and many others were reading official UN documents, official Club of Rome documents, official Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group, RAND Corporation, Pentagon, I mean, the elite for decades have been very public about what they're setting up. They just never said it on the news. And so you'd say, hey, I have Foreign Affairs, April issue, 1998, saying the banks are going to get everybody in debt, implode the currency, and bring in world government. And they'd say, oh, there's no such thing. Look at the crazy Alex Jones. Look at the crazy Ron Paul. Look at these crazy people that don't. I mean, when Margaret Thatcher, after she left office, came out and criticized it. They said, look at the crazy Margaret Thatcher. Back then, you weren't supposed to talk about this because they hadn't completed the construction of the world government yet. Now, the world government is nearing completion. They can't deny it anymore. And so they're unveiling it, but saying you're a kook, you're bad, you're evil if you don't want to go along with it. And so today, I wanted to play a few Chuck Norris clips coming up in the next segment, because Chuck Norris is a listener of this show, and I've talked to him on and off air. This is one of the main shows that really woke him up in the last 5 years from being a mainline Republican to figuring out both parties are controlled. But still, he's falling into the orbit of Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, who are controlled opposition. And at key points, Glenn Beck comes out and attacks Ron Paul and attacks people that believe in global government and attacks people that report on FEMA camps. But when Chuck Norris was on Cavuto, he didn't get made fun of for talking about this. But when he was on Hannity, he did. And he started saying, I like Ron Paul. And Sean Hannity said, well, Ron Paul's crazy. And then Chuck Norris said, well, that's why I like him. I'm crazy too. And laughed at Hannity. But the issue here is Hannity isn't stupid. Hannity knows, Sean Hannity knows there's a world government. He's not stupid. He's been sent all the information for over a decade. It's his job to keep Republicans on the mainline fake blue dog Republican, blue blood Republican bandwagon, where George Bush triples the size of government and we still call that conservative. Or George Bush signs the Patriot Act violating our Bill of Rights and we call that conservative. Basically, you hate the Democrats who are pushing big government and socialism, but you never hate the Republicans that are doing the same thing. But I've got news for Sean Hannity and people. The American people, whether they consider themselves liberals or conservatives, are shattering the left-right paradigm. They are waking up in a big, big way. And they are reading the government documents. They are reading the legislation. They are reading Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN two Sundays ago, who wrote the editorial titled, We Can Do It, calling for world government and admitting the carbon tax is meant to fund the world government. The American people are reading the UN treaty that Reuters reported on last Thursday that Obama is now saying he's going to sign and try to get ratified, which says all small arms are to be banned. Under this UN treaty, you can't own firearms. We're going to go over that today. The American people have figured out that Republicans come and Democrats come and go, but that the true power structure, the military-industrial complex, itself owned by large central banks, remains in control. And making fun of people who know how to read editorials written by the UN Secretary General in the New York Times doesn't work anymore. How can Sean Hannity, on the fake right and on the fake left, George Soros and all his publications, make fun of anyone that says there's a world government while George Soros himself calls for a global government that's now being set up? How can Rupert Murdoch go to the Davos, Switzerland Economic Forum every year and call for global government, and then Sean Hannity sit up there and say there's no such thing? No, Ron Paul and Alex Jones and other people of our ilk have not been crazy. We've been well-read and well-researched, and we've been raising the alarm. And so when fake conservatives, when Benedict Arnolds like Sean Hannity, who were meant to keep Republicans in the dark and conservatives and libertarians and well-meaning liberals in the dark, when he gets up and says Ron Paul's crazy, really, Ron Paul talked about devaluation of the dollar 2 years ago during the Republican primaries. It was Ron Paul who talked about how they were planning to expand these wars and how we were losing our jobs. And it was Ron Paul that talked about double-digit unemployment and inflation coming. It was Ron Paul that talked about how gold was going to go up above $1,000 an ounce 2 years ago in the next 2 years. It's Ron Paul who wins economic awards from prestigious universities. He's given doctorates by universities that teach economics. It's Ron Paul who's been right about everything because he understands the globalist agenda. I've been right about everything we've talked about because I'm only reading their own white papers and what the elites are planning for this country and for this society. That's all I'm doing. That's all Ron Paul is doing. And you can't have it both ways. You can't sit up here. It's like I said last week. The national media can't sit here and say there's no mercury in the vaccines and say we're liars when every vaccine insert says it has mercury in it. All the major vaccines, including H1N1 and regular seasonal, but not just flu vaccines. You can't sit up here and say it can't cause Guillain-Barré and it can't cause other neurological disorders and autoimmune disorders and death when it's all over the news that people are dying and being killed and being maimed all over the world and the U.S. from the vaccines. And when the establishment media tries to lie and say that anyone that questions the establishment is a kook or a nut or a lunatic, it doesn't work anymore. It only discredits you, the person that's lying. There is a global government openly being announced by the United Nations. Our central government under Bush and now Obama has been greasing the skids to bring us into this, into a new system where our Bill of Rights, our Constitution is not honored, where our liberty and our freedom is trashed, where unelected offshore corporations control the new private global government. And the establishment is setting this up right now, hoping by still engaging in denial with one hand out of one side of their mouth and out of the other side of their mouth, admitting it's real, but saying, oh, it's good. That isn't going to fly. They could do that 10 years ago because we weren't this far along in the program, in the process of globalization, and because most people weren't getting their news on the internet. You can't have the New York Times calling for global government with an article written by the Secretary General of the UN saying the carbon tax will fund the world government, and then have Sean Hannity get up on TV and say none of it exists. You cannot do that. And liars like Sean Hannity need to be held responsible. All these big fake conservative talk show hosts that are still telling you there's no world government and there's no IMF and no World Bank system taking over. Anyone that sits there and defends Wall Street that engineered the housing collapse, even McClatchy newspapers are reporting on that off of secret documents. Anyone that tries to aid these criminal banks in their takeover is an enemy of the Republic. Obama's an enemy of the Republic, and Sean Hannity's an enemy of the Republic. They're all working together. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the syndicated radio transmission, simulcasting via television at prisonplanet.tv. Next hour, I'm going to detail the huge developments in the swine flu slash seasonal flu situation globally. Here are some of those headlines. Sunday Express out of England reports, millions hit by plague worse than swine flu. The government's saying they believe that different flu vaccines combine to make this super virus. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's the Ukrainian government and others. Also, French woman gets crippling illness after H1N1 vaccine. Scores of other reports in the U.S. saying the same thing. Here's Time Magazine. China investigates deaths after swine flu shot. And here's another report. Croatian priest says vaccine for destruction of humanity worldwide, a bioweapon. One of the chief priests in Croatia, a famous priest. Controversy in Croatia after famous Croatian priest appeal to Croatians not to get vaccinated against swine flu. So we'll be going over that coming up. But I wanted to take your calls in the next segment and also want to play these Chuck Norris clips. I'm going to get him on the show in the next few weeks and get his take on all of this. He's been with us many times and has told me on and off air that this show in the last 5 years, he heard the show 10 years ago a few times when he was in Austin and other areas where he could hear it. But in the last 5 years, he's really awoken that both parties are controlled. And Hannity had him on begging him not to go with this angle. Yeah, God forbid that people wake up and shatter the left-right paradigm. But also, Obama revives talk of UN gun control. NRA guest warned international treaty would strip Second Amendment rights. WorldNet Daily reported on this yesterday. We first reported on it out of Reuters. Thursday, U.S. reverses stance on treaty to regulate arms trade under U.N. law. See, if they sign a treaty with a private consortium for the Copenhagen Treaty, we're under international law to tax all carbon dioxide. This trumps national law. Same thing with gun laws. So that is coming up. Another article out of the Washington Post. Task force seeks ban on assault weapons. An international task force. The Mexican government is asking the U.S. government to ban assault rifles. The Mexican government. This is out of the Washington Post. Another headline here, again, originally from InfoWars, May 3rd. So we were on this back in May. Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. I'm not tooting our horn. Here's an article we wrote in May 3rd. Kurt Nemo wrote it. Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. You just now heard it in mid-November in Reuters and WorldNet Daily. You see, we have the best listeners in the world. They noticed that Obama had brought this treaty back in May. No one else reported on it till we did. Again, I would read UN documents 13, 14 years ago announcing everything they're doing now, saying they plan to do it by 2010. I've been warning people and being laughed at because you won't go read the treaties. You won't. I had David de Rothschild, heir to the entire Rothschild fortune, the son of Lord Rothschild, taking over all his companies on 3 years ago. And he said, Alex, there is no plan for a global carbon tax. When I have the documents that his family's bank is who you'll buy them from, that's now in BBC and the Associated Press, Rothschild Bank to sell carbon credits. Google it. Read it. We tell you months and weeks and sometimes decades before it's mainstream news. I'm not tooting our horn. I'm telling you, you better listen to us, folks. You want to save this country. Also, the White House is planning immigration reform, immigration legalization. New York Times, White House plan on immigration includes legal status. That's the New York Times Friday. I mean, they are just trying to break this country one way or the other. Here's another one. Everyone in Britain could be given personal carbon allowance. Oregon and Washington State are trying the same thing. Schwarzenegger's trying to pass laws where you have an ID card you swipe whenever you buy something or sell something, tracking everything you do. And when you run out of your carbon credits, you get taxed. That's what's so bad about plastic. That's what's so bad about debit cards. We all use them. Sure, if the government wasn't corrupt, this wouldn't be a problem. But we've always pointed out that this is a problem because they can use it to control every facet of your life. And that is happening now. So that's coming up. We're going to be going over that today. And your calls, as I promised, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776 for Anita and Ann and Ronnie and many others that are patiently holding. In fact, let me just go to some phone calls now and then out of the next segment, because I won't have time in this segment to play these clips of Chuck Norris coming out against world government. And we've got Senator Inhofe coming out and saying world government. And we've got all these major British lords coming out and admitting world government's being set up. And the national media is attacking them and Ron Paul and myself. Folks, Inside Hollywood, Hollywood Reporter, all these major publications this week have come out and attacked little old Alex Jones, connecting me to the movie 2012, saying the Woody Harrelson character is basically an Alex Jones, ascribing and attributing all these things he says in the film that I don't believe to me. That way, when 2012 comes and nothing bad happens, people are going to say, Alex Jones said 2012 was going to destroy everything. I've never said that. I'm making a film exposing 2012 as a hoax that'll be out by late 2010. And they're so sophisticated in the mainstream media. They'll talk about space aliens, all this other stuff, and then attribute it to myself, Ron Paul. That's what Sean Hannity does. And I'm not here attacking Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. I'm tired of them attacking me. I'm tired of them attacking Ron Paul. I'm tired of them saying we're making stuff up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you put in the search engine global government or global governance, you get hundreds of new articles on the Google news section. There's hundreds every day. They're openly announcing an unelected world government run by a bunch of socialist bankers who want to steal our money through socialism and set up a world dictatorship. I mean, there have been editorials written like, and now for world government, by the Financial Times of London, that was one of the headlines, saying it needs to be tyrannical. It needs to be authoritarian. So I, as a free human being and as an American, I am allowed to get up on the radio and read out of the Financial Times of London or the New York Times and say, look, they're calling for global government. They say they want to tax everything I do. They say they want to issue us all ID cards that track everything we buy, sell, and do. All I'm doing is reporting the truth. And I know I keep repeating that today. It completely blows me away. Do I have time to go to call before break? Yeah, let's take one call before I go to break here real fast. Let's go to Anita in Texas. Anita, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Can you hear me? My phone's kind of messing up.
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for, I mean, I don't know how you have done this all these years with people doing everything. It's so hard to wake people up. But I have a question. My daughter's going to have a baby, and she's listened to me about not getting the flu shots or anything during pregnancy, but she's worried about, they said that she doesn't have to get the shots for the baby, like the hepatitis shot and everything, but something about a vitamin K shot. Is that okay?
I had a medical doctor, Sherry Tenpenny, who was here debating the state health department last week in Austin. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. We'll be back after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. Hit it. We're back live, going straight back to your phone calls. Out of all the stacks of news I have here in front of me, here's one from the Associated Press. Dutch drivers to pay tax on the road time, not on car. The Dutch government plans to bring the polluter pays principle into the home garage. Drivers will soon pay a few cents for every kilometer or mile on the road in a plan aimed at breaking chronic traffic jams and cutting carbon emissions, the cabinet decided Friday. Now, we have Oregon, California, Washington State, and Texas looking at adding this on top of your gas tax. This is only one of hundreds of taxes you'll pay under the UN cap and trade tax that they're trying to fully pass under the Copenhagen, Denmark treaty. That is coming up. But going back to Anita in Texas, Anita, I'm not going to give you medical advice. I'm not a doctor. But we did have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, on the show Thursday in studio. And I said, hey, I give my children the vitamin K when they were born at the hospital. I allowed that, none of the vaccines. And she said, no, that's even bad for babies because of some of the circumcisions they do. Sometimes babies haven't developed blood platelets and they can bleed. But she said that's why they give the vitamin K. But they said at 7 days, the babies start producing the chemicals they need in their bloodstream to thicken their blood. And she said there's a lot of health complications associated with it, but nothing compared to the hepatitis shot and others they try to give newborn babies. So that's what the medical doctor said, Anita. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. I missed Thursday. I missed all last week. But she was also concerned about she's having a boy. Is the circumcision, you know, what they get, shots they give for that, or she has to have an epidural or a C-section? You know, she's concerned about all that. So,
well, doctors are in a hurry, and they like C-sections because they don't have to wait 15 hours while there's a delivery. Now over half of American women have C-sections. Pretty soon they're going to say it's a conspiracy theory that women ever had children vaginally the normal way. Pretty soon they're going to say it's a conspiracy theory that mammary glands in mammals, breast, are meant to give milk to babies. It's not a conspiracy. Women once had babies the regular way. They once breastfed their children. I know it sounds radical, sounds wild, but I appreciate your call, Anita. Let's talk to Anna in New York. Anna, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for about a year and a half now, maybe 2 years, and I've also been listening to Glenn Beck for about as long. And I heard you say something, and I'm like, I just don't get it, because you're saying that Glenn Beck he mocked Lord Monckton when he was talking about the Copenhagen coming up and the treaty, and that he also supported TARP. I think it was TARP. But I've never heard Glenn Beck support I've never heard him support either of those.
Ma'am, do you have a computer? Do you have a computer?
I do, yeah.
Okay, I want you to write this down. There's hundreds of these clips, but the shortest and best one I've seen is about 5 minutes long, mm-hmm. and it's titled, Glenn Beck is a Neocon, Not a Libertarian. And you will see him over and over again call Ron Paul a kook and a nut. You will see him say that we needed the banker bailout. But after it passed, he then came out and said it was bad and he was against it. Whenever they're having a key vote, he shows his true colors. That's what I'm saying. You keep your friends close, your enemies closer. The establishment has a lot of these, quote, anti-establishment people on the right. Now that the Republicans are out of power, they will act like they're against the New World Order, but then they flip-flop. And I'm going to play a clip of Hannity calling Ron Paul a nut here in just a moment. So what I'm telling you is at key points, they snipe. I know he's had Lord Monckton on. I know he's admitted a lot of this. I understand that. But what I'm telling you is, look, if you've been listening for a year and a half, you know that about 9 months ago, I predicted that Beck would come out and debunk FEMA camps. And I even said how he would debunk them. Okay. And he would go show a few camps that weren't camps and then say there were no camps, even when it's in the Houston Chronicle, the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. And they've introduced legislation to build more camps. So that's what I'm saying, is that that's what makes them so dangerous, is that they're getting everybody's. Look, Ron Paul started the Tea Parties. 9/11 Truth started the Tea Parties. They have taken them over now to make it a Republicanoid, you know, rhino type organization. But look, I don't want to get off into bashing these people here, okay? I mean, at least they're admitting some of this stuff. My point is that I've been deeply studying this for years, and look, Benedict Arnold, you know who Benedict Arnold was?
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Arnold was he was American general, one of our greatest generals, and it turned out he'd been a British agent the whole time. And I know one of these people when I see it, ma'am. This is all I do is study this. Okay, Lou Dobbs didn't go as far as Glenn Beck does, but what he did do was never stab patriots in the back. That's why his house got shot up. That's why Mecha and LaRaza came after him, and that's why CNN made him quit. That's now been reported, why he was forced out. Lou Dobbs has been on this show, okay? I have seen Glenn Beck say, we need to use the army against Ron Paul supporters. He said Ron Paul's money bombs mean that we want to blow things up. That's not true. Ma'am, you need to do more studying, okay?
I look for that video that you just talked about. And one last thing. I work near Columbus Circle in Manhattan. And I got to tell you, I have noticed an increased presence, military presence, police presence there over the past few months. And I find it scary. And the other day I was walking out of my office building and I noticed for the first time a camera on a pole on the sidewalk, and then another one a couple of blocks over. And I'm noticing these things popping up.
Ma'am, absolutely. And I appreciate your call. Look, 12 years ago, I remember reading government documents on air how they planned to put cameras in nationwide, claiming it would be for traffic, but that was really for surveillance. Now they admit it's surveilling us. Face scanning software is hooked into them, license plate reading software, the Homeland Security documents that we leaked, that we received, that were leaked to us, confirmed to be real, say that Homeland Security is really for gun owners, conservatives, and liberty lovers. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am, is that this whole Homeland Security system is not for Al-Qaeda. It is for the American people. The legislation has been introduced to effectively ban guns. But Obama lies and says none of that exists. They play this stonewalling game with us so we can never have a real political debate about all this information. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I hope to help expose the tyranny that I'm now fighting for our First Amendment, and that is in the Travis County Commissioner's Court. They've come up with a largely abusive, unconstitutional attack on my rights to wear your controversial T-shirts, like 9/11 was an inside job, various Obama Joker or Ron Paul T-shirts, or Don't Tread on Me, or to carry political signs. And so yesterday, the local Austin American spaceman...
Wait a minute, excuse me. The Travis County Commissioner's Court, one time I showed up to speak at Commissioner's Court about 10 years ago, it was on the news, SWAT team comes in, sits on both sides of me and starts bumping their shoulders into me, telling me I better not speak. You're telling me that the Travis County Commissioner's Court has told you you can't wear 9/11 as an inside job T-shirts?
They're doing a draft proposal on a new law. They informed me of it, actually. Judge Bisco sent me a copy of it.
Hey, why not? I mean, in Texas, they take your blood without warrants.
And on top of that, yesterday, incredibly, the local Austin American spaceman did a big story all about this. They took a picture of me with my T-shirts and my truck with my various, you know, Ron Paul stickers, and 9/11 was an inside job. And
look, they're going to lose in court in 10 seconds. They can't. If they try to restrict your political messages, the first time you watch Commissioner's Court and somebody's wearing a Budweiser shirt or wearing a Rick Perry T-shirt or wearing a Barack Obama shirt, you're going to own the Commissioner's Court. But this shows their mindset. Rodney, what's the headline in The Statesman? I want to pull the article up.
It's Ronnie Reeferseed, actually.
Ronnie, what's the headline say? I don't have much time.
I'm sorry,
all of our counties, all of our cities have been centralized. The National Association of Counties, National Association of Cities, National Association of Governors. It's all centralized. We're getting the same laws Australia and Canada and England and Germany are getting. When the IMF comes in and bankrupts your country by design, they give you hundreds of rules you've got to follow. And all over the world, free speech is being thrown out. All over the world, police are taking DNA and blood samples without warrants. All over the world, classical freedom's being destroyed and classical tyranny is replacing it. Now, I want to shift gears for the lady who called in earlier and was saying, I never hear the so-called conservatives attacking Ron Paul. Well, if you're missing it, I don't know how you're missing it, because I'm not even watching these shows and I see the clips every few days. Coming up in a moment, Hannity says Ron Paul is nuts, while he had Chuck Norris, one of our frequent guests, on the show. But first, I want to play a clip. We have this article posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net if you want to watch the whole video clip. I'm just going to play part of it. Chuck Norris, Copenhagen talks to forge one world order. Now, notice Norris is saying, I think this is what they're going to do. No, Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, the Secretary General, wrote an editorial for the New York Times titled, We Can Do It, where he said global government, global governance, the greenhouse tax will finance this. And this allows an unelected private group to run our lives. This bypasses Congress, just like the World Trade Organization bypasses Congress on trade. That's why we can never get out of NAFTA and GATT, which has deindustrialized our country. So here is the first clip of Chuck Norris on Neil Cavuto.
But if my next guest is right, the fine print shows something else could get hammered by this, our way of life. Chuck Norris's latest book is The Chuck Norris Fact Book, 101 of Chuck's favorite facts and stories. It's actually very funny, but it does have a couple of serious points I do want to share. But Chuck, great to see you.
Good to see you too, Neil. Well, actually, the conference starts on the day the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor.
Does it really?
December 7th. So, now, so that's some kind of indication right there.
We don't know. Is the president going to go back? Last time he went to Copenhagen, it didn't turn out too well, but is he going to go?
I don't know if he is or not. I don't know if he's going to send Hillary. Who knows what he's going to do?
Well, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is one of those who's been espousing sort of updating the Kyoto Accord, this global environmental sort of watch.
Truthfully, I think he will go.
Think he's going to make some big concessions?
Oh, definitely. I really think he's going over there to try to create a one world order. And I think
your big worry?
My big worry is the fact is that we, as a nation, if we start having to be obligated to other countries, like in this conference, they're going to try to take our money and send it to third world countries because of since we spend so much oil and these other countries have suffered, then we're going to give our money to these third world countries. Neil, we have people here starving in our own country. My foundation, I have families who are making $9,000 a year with the kids that I'm teaching. Why aren't we trying to help the poverty in our own country?
But isn't this just about a cleaner global? You don't buy that.
I don't buy that. Yeah. I don't buy. You know, Al Gore became a $100 million millionaire, from this global bombardment, but I don't believe it for a second. I think it's a big con game that they're doing.
But nevertheless, you fear that the president is going to concede and give these countries what they want, be part of this globalist tradition, and then what happens?
Who knows what's going to happen? God forbid this even that this happens in our country. Our country as we know it now will no longer exist, Neil. That's the whole thing right there.
Well, the proponents in Copenhagen, they're the beautiful people.
They're
very attractive.
Yeah.
You spend too much time in Fallujah, you should really get out. But they say we'll have a cleaner world and everyone will be happy, including Chuck Norris.
I don't believe that. Believe that. First of all, I don't believe China's going to go for this. I don't believe India's going to go for this. And they're not going to start cutting.
China's the world's biggest polluter now.
I know they are. And they're not going to change. So the thing is, for them to say, well, United States, you change, but we're not going to change. So you clean up your country, but we're going to keep, polluting our part of the world.
Okay.
It's ludicrous.
Now, let's break this down. Number one, Chuck gets it a little bit wrong here. But he's learning. He's growing. He's saying, we're going to give money to the third world to help them because we've hurt them. But look, America's not doing too good. This isn't going to go to the third world. That's how the globalists are selling it. The IMF and World Bank, private banks, took our tax money. They went in at 30% interest that's paid to private banks with our money and took over those countries. Those countries hate the IMF and World Bank. They're not stupid. Most of the third world nations are against the Copenhagen Treaty. They understand because they've read the actual UN documents that it's meant to freeze global industrial development in the West and the first world, but also in the third world and developing world. And Chuck gets it right when he points out that China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus other third-world countries, they have to make zero carbon emissions cuts. So even if you believe carbon dioxide's a deadly chemical and hurts everybody and that plants don't breathe it and that it's bad when plants do breathe it and it's good, shutting off our carbon dioxide emissions and moving it to China and India where they have no controls will actually boost the amount of carbon, and all the studies show that. So this is the mega fraud that we're talking about. And look, I've covered repeatedly here on air. In fact, I have the treaty right here in my stack. I'll show it to folks on television. Here it is, Framework Convention on Climate Change. Read the 200 pages, all about global government taxing everything, having a private IMF bank forming the new world government with its own army, its own taxes that trump our national sovereignty. And then I have all these other articles, like out of the Times of London with the headline, World's Rich Meet in Secret to Discuss Population Control. And it's all about how they want to reduce our numbers. Why did Lou Dobbs get attacked? Why did he get run out of CNN? Because he would talk about the North American Union. We've been in a North American Union since 2005 when they signed the thing in Waco, Texas. All we're doing is covering what's real. All we're doing is covering what's on the record. Now, let's go to this next clip. This is later in the day. He's on there with his wife. This is Chuck Norris again. Chuck Norris on Sean Hannity. And he's told this story really first on this radio show, I guess 4 or 5 months ago, about, Alex, you know what I want to do? He said, I want to have Ron Paul point out who's corrupt and who's not on the Democrat and Republican side, and I'm going to punch him in the face or choke him out. He tries to tell the story, and Sean Hannity throws out, well, Ron Paul's a nut. And then Chuck comes back with, well, that's why I like him, because I'm a nut. He says, he's a nut. That's why I like him. I'm a nut. Yeah, Ron Paul's a nut because he knows how to read UN documents. Ron Paul said 10 years ago that by 2010, they would devalue the dollar because he'd read their own documents. I mean, all we do here is read what the globalists say they're going to do. Here is Chuck Norris with the creature. I mean, think about all the national conservative talk show hosts for decade after decade that have said that there is no such thing as global government, and now it's all being announced, and they're still saying there isn't. Think about that. You don't hear them apologize, do you? Here it is.
Leadership.
I like a Chuck Taylor. Yeah,
and if it was, I said I would go to Congress, I'd line up every member of Congress, and I'd have Ron Paul, who I believe is probably the more honest ones there. I say, Ron, point out the honest.
I like Ron Paul. He's nuts.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like him.
Yeah, no, all right. Well, there you go.
He's nuts. But anyway, I'd chalk out every dishonest politician that's up there.
But are you of the philosophy, and I'll ask both of you, you don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between the two parties? You sort of make the case that there's too much Republican Democrat.
I tell you, I'm very disappointed because we had a Republican majority in
Congress.
And they blew it. Yeah. And we had George W. Bush. And they could have made a strong, positive difference in our country.
You know, I've talked to Chuck Norris privately 2 years ago, a year ago, 5, 6 months ago. And I said, Chuck, look at their records, because he was still pushing this Republican line. And I said, look. They're there to control real conservatives. We're the real natural enemy, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, of the globalist. And so notice how they always give us lip service but sell us out. If you want to beat the New World Order, you've got to truly take over the Republican Party with a patriot movement, because the Democrats are globalist all the way. You've got to take over the Republican Party. You can't let these rhinos continue to control it. And he said, you're right, Alex. You're right. You're right. So Chuck is really starting to step it up and do the right thing. And he's got Hannity sitting there sniping at Ron Paul. And it's disgusting. Look, we know Anderson Cooper's for world government. We know Barack Obama is. They won't deny it. They're pushing it. Instead, the fake conservatives are there saying none of it exists. We're nuts because we'll read official UN treaties. No, we're not nuts. We're right, and you know it, and your cover's blown, you Benedict Arnolds. Second hour, straight ahead, your phone calls, and a lot more, and the flu news. It's key. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into the second hour. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to continue with your phone calls. I'm going to get into the latest flu developments. And Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. Reuters reporting that they're going to go ahead and try to sign on to the treaty. Man, it's amazing. And they're about to bring immigration reform. The New York Times admits, gleefully, that means total illegal alien legalization. So that is coming up. Right now, let's go to David in New Jersey. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
I didn't hear it. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Last Friday, I tried calling into your show, but I guess you had a refeed going?
Yes.
Well, anyway, I wanted to call in and tell you about the health care reform bill and the cap and trade bill. The health care reform bill is supposed to pass on Tuesday.
It's going to the full floor on the 17th. After Fox News told us over and over again that it was never going to pass the House and then never going to get out of committee in the Senate, oh, lo and behold, it looks like it is. Did you see the show Wednesday or hear it when I played the Fox News clips where they bragged that they're for global warming tax?
Oh, yes, sir. At the beginning of the, I don't know, if it was the third hour, I think. I don't know. But I actually took that show. I uploaded it to YouTube, but I got, like, no views. I got like, less than 100 views, unfortunately. I made a thread on the Opposing Planet board. I got the moderator saying to sticky the thread, but with the, I had to stop it. There was even a one clip where it says, let's say, flashback, Obama stating he's against force insurance. Those were during the debates before he got elected as president. Actually, he wasn't elected. He was just elected, but I know. By the way, the health care bill is more like a health care
takeover.
Sabotage bill. Ruins everything.
It's just the private banks through government seizing more of our economy. I appreciate your call. Listen, we post the TV and radio show in higher quality to prisonplanet.tv for members, but then it also gets posted to the Alex Jones channel. And, you know, the average video gets 10,000 views in a week. But hundreds of other smaller channels may get thousands, may get hundreds, but a lot of you doing that together has a lot of power. So don't feel bad that you reached 100 people. Really, that's a great job. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
I just want to say thank you so much for all you have done. I've started listening to you since the summer. You've really inspired me. I go to school here at Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois. They're handing out free H1N1 nasal vaccinations and the regular injections.
Well, you know what the medical doctors say? They handed out the nasal first because the insert admits it actually spreads the real flu.
Right, and I read those inserts from the exact same pharmaceutical company that was distributing these nasal vaccines, and I was out at these clinics handing out the documents to people, and we had the university health doctors, you know, handing out reports from the CDC, and one of their members was calling me a conspiracy theorist and pointing and laughing at me.
That's key. Hold on just a minute, because that's what happens. Right. They have the doctors out handing out fake myth sheets that say no mercury, can't cause Guillain-Barré, can't cause all these disorders, and then you have the actual insert from the vaccine company, and you're a conspiracy theorist. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they do nationwide. So what did you say to them?
Well, you know, I was telling them that was, you know, very disrespectful, pointing at me and, you know, laughing at me, telling me, you know, harassing people, calling me a conspiracy theorist. And I told them, go to InfoWars.com, watch, you know, Endgame, watch the Obamas, open your mind, educate yourself. Mainstream media is going to tell you about this information. And he kept on antagonizing me, calling me a nut job. And, continuously.
Yeah. Listen, hold on. I would have just ignored them and moved on to those that cared. They're being paid to go out and lie. They didn't want you reaching other people. Did you just ignore them?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, I'm going to get into all the important developments concerning the flu, the deaths, the illnesses being caused by the vaccine all over the world. It's in the Sunday Express. It's in the Associated Press. It's in Time Magazine. Everywhere admitting that deaths are occurring. People are getting sick from the flu shot. They started the same similar swine flu shot back in 1976, and for a few months denied deaths were happening, but it got so big, the number of deaths, and it got so big in the local media, they had to come out and admit it and suspend the flu inoculation program. Now, top scientists in Ukraine are saying they believe that the different vaccines have mutated in the human body, making this new super flu. So we're going to be going over that after we take some more phone calls. First, I wanted to go back to an article we wrote at Infowars.com on May 3rd. Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. And this was first reported back in May of this year that Obama was looking at bypassing Congress, because if the president can sign a treaty, he can then bypass Congress with laws. That's what the Copenhagen Treaty is on greenhouse gas. Well, here's WorldNet Daily. Obama revives talk of UN gun control. Gun rights supporters are up in arms over a pair of moves the White House made in the past month to reverse longstanding U.S. policy and begin negotiating a gun control treaty with the United Nations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton first announced October 14th that the U.S. had changed its stance and would support negotiations on the arms trade treaty to regulate international gun trafficking, a measure the Bush administration said, notably former president and permanent U.N. representative of the United Nations, John Bolton, opposed for years. 2 years ago, in another reversal of policy, the U.S. joined a number of U.N. organizations, 153-1, vote to adopt a resolution setting out a timetable on the proposed arms treaty, including a U.N. conference to produce a final accord. The conventional arms transfers are a crucial national security concern for the United States. And we have always supported effective action to control the international transfer of arms, Clinton said in a statement. The United States is prepared to work hard for a strong international standard in this area. So that means UN law over the U.S. Gun rights advocates are calling the reversal both a dangerous submission of American constitutional rights to international governance and an attempt by the Obama administration to sneak into effect private gun control laws. It couldn't pass through Congress. Now, Reuters reported on this last Wednesday, U.S. reverses stance on treaty to regulate arms trade. And when you read this treaty, it's clear that they can basically ban the Second Amendment under this, under U.N. law. And that's in another article that came out on Friday the 13th, Friday, November 13th. Out of the Washington Post, task force seeks ban on assault weapons. That's any semi-automatic handgun or rifle under the assault weapons ban. Group also wants overhaul of Mexican border agencies. A binational task force, that means made up of foreign governments, U.S. and Mexico border issues, will call Friday on the Obama administration and Congress, and they did call for it, to reinstate an expired ban on assault weapons and for Mexico to overhaul its Frontier Police and Customs Agency to mirror the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, so merging those under the SPP, North American Union Agreement. The recommendations among a broad set of security, trade, development, and international proposals that come as President Obama and his Mexican counterpart, Felipe Calderon, move to deepen engagement on issues including economic recovery, climate change, you hear that means taxes, illegal immigration, and narcotics trafficking. And then I have another New York Times article that deals with that meeting and what was said at that Friday meeting. This came out Friday the 13th as well. White House plans on immigrations include legal status, legalizing the illegals. Now, think about this. We have the Mexican government in this multi-Congress meeting deciding what's going to happen with our immigration and calling for gun laws in the U.S. Mexico has a complete gun ban for its citizens, and they have a much higher crime rate than we do and war on the streets. All disarmament of the citizens does is empower corrupt government and street thugs, low-level criminals and high-level criminals, to have their way with the people. That's why Chicago's got such high crime, highest in the country next to New York, because it's victim disarmament, period. That is what's happening. I'd like to hear from listeners on that subject at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and get your response to that. But meanwhile, the media keeps running national news stories saying it's a conspiracy theory. Crazy people for a year have had record gun sales at gun shops and gun shows and private sales. Record sales, and we've got to ban gun shows because people are buying guns because they think Obama wants their guns. Well, 15 bills have been introduced that we've identified. We've had Gun Owners of America had Larry Pratt on many times to break down those bills. Each one of the bills more draconian than the 1968 Gun Control Act. One bill that's got a bunch of co-sponsors right now allows the Attorney General to ban any and all guns with a stroke of a pen. It just gives him the power to ban guns at will. There's other bills that say if you're on the no-fly list, 1,200,000 Americans on it, no judge, no jury, no proof, extrajudicial, totally out of 1984, Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. It's Kafkaesque to the maximum. They state that, in fact, they have the bill introduced. No fly, no buy is the name of the bill. But simultaneously, it's being confirmed. They're just denying people that are on the no fly people without the law, without even passing it. That's kind of like a whole bunch of states have now reported. We've gotten the training manuals for the states that states are getting ready to start withholding out of your paycheck for insurance federally, even though they haven't passed the health care bill, the government takeover, Obamacare. By the way, Wednesday, I may even play this again today. It's so important. Wednesday, I played a News Corp promotional video that they released as a press release, a 5-minute video, where it shows dozens of Fox TV shows and movies bragging that they're putting out the message that global warming is real and is man-made and global taxes are good. Simultaneously, Fox TV shows are on record. So are ABC, CBS, NBC getting government paychecks to implant messages, not product placement, like Doritos or Budweiser ads on TV. Those are already there inside the TV shows. Not just the ads when they go to commercial, but you know, inside the program. It's like Wayne's World where they're drinking beer and holding up bags of Doritos. Or when you see a James Bond movie and it's got Jaguar as an advertiser in it. They paid for that. Or The Apprentice was getting $3 million an episode for a while from Virgin Airlines to have Donald Trump talk about Virgin Airlines. Propaganda placement using your tax money to put messages. But the reason I single out Fox is on Fox News, some of their shows say man-made global warming isn't real. But I've noticed that in the New York Post and on all the major News Corp-owned TV stations and newspapers, they keep saying, don't worry, the climate bill won't pass the House. Don't worry, the health bill won't pass the House. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. So the natural enemy of these takeovers, conservatives and libertarians, will stand down. And I get emails saying, oh, it's not going to pass. Then it all passed the House. Then 2 weeks ago, the New York Post and others reported, don't worry, the health care bill will never even pass the committee. Out of the Senate. It did pass out of committee. They're going to try to vote on it Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to try to pass the health care bill this week. And instead, I'm spending my time trying to convince people this is even happening because we've got people inside the gates in our fortress, Fortress America, the Republic, telling us open the drawbridge, everything's fine. So they're coming after our guns. They're trying to get rid of our borders and our sovereignty. They're letting unelected UN groups control our national policy. They're trying to pass all this legislation right now to totally take over our country. A private corporate takeover is taking place. It is 20 after the hour. Thank you for joining us.
I was a highwayman along the coach roads.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated version of my weekday radio transmission / TV that we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Look, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls. Steve, Jim, Troy, Kelly, George. I'm going to take a bunch of your phone calls in this segment into the next. Then I'm going to get into all this flu news I haven't covered yet. But several program notes. Charlie Sheen wrote a letter to President Obama concerning questions about 9/11. One of them is the fact that the New York Times, the Washington Post have written stories. Many of the 9/11 commission members have written books. John Farmer, the head counsel for the commission, said it was a criminal cover-up, a fraud, a conspiracy. And if 6 of the 10 commission members are saying it's a fraud, a cover-up, a lie, shouldn't there be a new investigation? So Charlie and I had the idea to have a competition. $14,000 prize to first place, $1,000 to second place, $500 to second, $500 for third place, to take the script of that letter to the president, 20 minutes with the president, spell it out, 20minuteswiththepresident.com, or there's a big banner up on Infowars.com on the right-hand side, and you had a month to make videos any way you wanted with that script. And we've gotten hundreds of entries. Really good ones have been pouring in the last few days. I've been battling to watch them all. It'll take a week or so for Charlie to watch all of these. Tonight is the deadline. Now, as we get your video, you know, tonight, or if we missed it, email it to us again. We're going to be watching them in the next few days and posting them at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and at 20minutswiththepresident.com. We will now judge them. But tonight is the cutoff date. As long as your video is on YouTube and says that the 15th of November was when you posted it, you made it into the contest. So get it in tonight. And Charlie will judge them. He'll judge first place. I'll judge second and third place. It'll take us. Charlie's a really busy guy with his TV show and some movies he's shooting right now. But he wants to watch them all. He's going to watch them. It'll probably be next week. Towards the end of the week or next week, I'll contact the winners. We got to get a hold of them, get Charlie together. It's like herding cats, as they say. We'll get everybody together. We're going to have you on the radio. Have the winners on the radio with Charlie Sheen, at least the first place winner. But we've got to judge them. I got a few I'm looking at that I'm guessing Charlie's going to pick, but who knows which one he'll pick for first place. I get to pick second and third place. So the email to send in your entries is sheen@infowars.com. Sheen@infowars.com, and he reads that email as well, and that's very, very exciting. Also, lastly, the first run of the Obama deception is now part of history. The second run has a new cover, Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film that shows how Obama violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. It covers the globalist takeover in their own words, their own documents, world government, how the world government will operate, what the Copenhagen Treaty means, the gun control, the open borders, the brainwashing, the police state, how the banks engineered the financial collapse, how they run the world government. Fall of the Republic. I'll give the TV viewers a close shot here on the document cam. Order the DVD today at Infowars.com. We've got some great discounts when you order it. You can get it with Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, the film I made with Aaron Russo, of the interview with Aaron Russo. That's free in some of the combo deals. So again, a lot of combos, a lot of specials. Give the gift of truth this holiday season, this Christmas. Give people the films, and your purchase also supports this radio show and what we're doing here. If you don't have internet or don't like to order stuff over the internet, you can call toll free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, a huge online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Let's jam in some calls in the rest of this segment. Next segment, then I'm getting into the latest big flu developments. Steve in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you.
I have a question and a comment.
Go ahead.
A question and a comment, if I can get to both of them, please.
Go ahead.
My question is, Deputy Director Counterterrorism John O'Neill, the one that was murdered, he, in the film, he claimed that there was a bill or a law passed by the Clinton and Bush administration that stopped them from going after Al-Qaeda and the bin Ladens.
Yes.
I cannot find that. Is there any kind of a link I could find that PDF file or some kind of
document? John O'Neill, in the 6 months before, he was that former head of counterterrorism. He quit the FBI and went public, and he was interviewed by the London Independent and by several other papers. And there was also this is all in my film Road to Tyranny from that I released in February of 2002. And in there, we have the New Yorker magazine talking about him. And they did an article. And he went to the British news mainly. It was even stronger than the few papers in the U.S. and magazines like New Yorker magazine. And he said, they're going to let bin Laden attack America as a pretext to attack Afghanistan. And then he was hired by the security company that was run by Marvin Bush, and his first day of work in the towers was 9/11. So,
right.
And then they reported they found his uncharred body. Then they said they found his charred body. A lot of different weird reports, but he did die in the towers.
But is there any documentary proof to his claim, though? I mean, as far as not.
Well,
not
sir, I mean,
article.
He was the FBI. He was a deputy director. They have more than one. He was the head of counterterrorism. I mean, he's a very credible person. He gave those interviews. I appreciate your call. Stephen Butler told the Sacramento Bee, the San Jose Mercury News, and the AP a month after 9/11. He won't do interviews now. He was threatened. He said, I don't know what happened with 9/11, but Muhammad Atta and others were trained at our bases and were trained at the military base that he was the head of. He was the dean of the Defense Language School in Monterey, California. I mean, it was in Newsweek that hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. That's what the 9/11 Commission has talked about being the fraud. I mean, that's the point. We don't know exactly what happened on 9/11. We just know it stinks to high heaven and was used to launch all these wars and take our freedoms. It's also been all over the foreign media now that the U.S. government is protecting Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Remember the Times of London? Early 2002, this is in my film Road to Tyranny, the screenshots of the newspaper headlines, that 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, that was in the different articles, that term cream, the commanders, every time our troops would capture them, they were ordered to release them and fly them out to safety on C-130s into Pakistan. I mean, don't forget that Al-Qaeda and Taliban were founded by the United States. Don't forget to attack the Russians. Don't forget that Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, has written two books bragging how in 79 he created these groups to attack the Russians out of Afghanistan to get the Russians to invade Afghanistan. They were using Afghanistan as a base to attack Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and other Russian-influenced areas. It's like Saddam Hussein was CIA. Mussolini was CIA. Hitler was CIA. We'll be right back after this break. They create the boogeyman. They use Muslim extremists to overthrow Iran in 53.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
It was more than 10 years ago that I had the Gold Antitrust Group on, a group of major gold mines that have joined together to sue the UN and the private Federal Reserve for artificially suppressing the price of gold to what it should be worth under indexed inflation. Now it's in the London Telegraph. Barrick shuts hedge book as world gold supply runs out. And they are millions of ounces behind a year producing the gold that there is demand for. That's why gold is above $1,120 an ounce right now. So a decade later, we're proven right yet again. And a decade later, weak dollar, no quick fix for narrowing trade gap. First, they denied the dollar was being devalued. Now they say, oh, it's going to be good for manufacturing to have a cheaper dollar because maybe some manufacturing will come back. No, China and India and Mexico are still cheaper. This is going to kill us. You're going to have a depression in the economy with rising prices. Look out. I want to get into the flu. A lot of big developments there. But right now, let's go to Kelly, George, Steve, Jim, Bob, and others. Kelly in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Well, my beloved republic is being taken over by criminal offshore banks, and people are starting to wake up, but not fast enough.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I had a couple of comments, a couple questions. You know, one of the things that I think about whenever I hear the Chuck Norris thing is that, you know, it seems like the Cavuto kept asking his opinion instead of asking him what he knew about stuff, and it just seems like we're more engaged in opinions than facts these days in the mainstream media.
Well, it's more than that. See, Cavuto knows that Rupert Murdoch wants the global tax. And so it's their job to pose as if they're fair and balanced or conservative. And so he was like, but wait, they just want to clean up the earth. Those folks in Copenhagen, they're real nice, as if the folks in Copenhagen, as if the people in Denmark are bad. That's where the world government is based. One of the major. So that's where they have the these big international bodies. And so, oh, well, you don't want to clean up the earth. You know, carbon dioxide is deadly, Chuck. Plants breathe it, Chuck. We better put a tax on it. It's not that the big bankers. We're going to be paying taxes. And Cavuto talked about how Gore made $100 million. Gore's made over $1 billion off this stuff so far.
Called Copenhagen, by the way. I want you to get it wrong, you know.
You're saying you pronounce it Copenhagen?
There's this whole website that you can go to, and it's kind of a diary of everything that's going on there right now, or that, you know, kind of leading up to it and everything. And it's there are ads all over the internet and stuff like that, and they call it Copenhagen.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you do pronounce it Copenhagen, but you're saying it's Copenhagen. Does the Earth have hope? Will we be able to tax you by the mile in your car with satellite tracker boxes, as AP's reporting? Will we be able to tax the beef you eat in your house and federalize everything under UN control? Again, the feds take over the states. They take orders from the UN. Amazing. Copenhagen. Oh, the hope. Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You know, the thing is, you hear about with the UN body and all that stuff. I've been trying to get a hold of D.B. Kidd because I want documents that she got from the National Archives on the 17th Amendment. And what she has told me so far is when this 17th Amendment was proposed, none of the states were really, legislatures were in session. This thing is a fraud. And
Yeah. Let me break that down, and I appreciate your call. That's a long subject. The 17th Amendment. Before the 17th Amendment, state legislatures, which we elect, which come from our towns and counties, they would then vote and appoint U.S. senators. So the states control the federal government under the 9th and 10th Amendment. The 16th Amendment gave us the income tax that fund. We didn't have an income tax until 1913 that was meant to fund the private Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve also didn't like states controlling the federal government as they're meant to. So they also, and yes, I've had Bill Benson and many other historians on. They went to all of the original 42 states at the time of ratification. They did not ratify. They did not even get close. Most of the states weren't even in session. The feds just lied and said it had been ratified. So yes, the 17th Amendment federalizing the states and the 16th Amendment giving you the income tax. The media always says, how would we fund the country if we didn't have the income tax? Well, how did we build this country? We have hundreds of other constitutional taxes. As Ronald Reagan's Congressional Commission found in 1981, not 1 cent of your income tax goes to run this country. It goes to interest on the debt to the private banks that allow the government to issue currency. The government under under the Constitution, Congress just issued the currency and credit. They set monetary policy until 1913. Then a private group called the Federal Reserve. What do you think the UN is? It's a private group. The IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. This is private groups setting up and paying off governments to sign treaties with them. You know, the government can sign a treaty with David Rockefeller if they want to make him king of the world. It's all unconstitutional. I was about to say something else. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Come on, Jim. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything quick. A comment and then a question for you. Last week you had G. Edward Griffin on, and he spoke. I remember you posed a question to him about, after all these years, his feelings on this subject matter. And I really identify. I've been at this for a long time, and my stomach gets sick. Like, you know, you read about it 20, 30 years ago, and you know what's happening, but now it's here. It's actually here. And he expressed something around that order.
He said it was eerie. For those that just joined us, he said it's like you're in a river in Colorado, and you know there's big waterfalls ahead. You've got to get off the canoe, but you haven't seen them yet. And then now he comes around the bend. There's Niagara Falls, or you know whatever. And it's yes. After decades of being laughed at, almost 50 years, 49 years, now open world governments being announced. Go ahead.
Anyway, the question is that I started to go through your page today, and I saw the article you posted with Estelon on the G20 summit.
Yes.
I don't know, all right. Is he saying that they're going to back off on this for a while?
Well, Estelon, just like Tucker, does have some Bilderberg Group contacts, and I found his information is very accurate. But the globalists have inner fissures. You know, they're not 100% on the same team. They're just going in the same direction. Just like a mafia groups, you know, may meet once a year, but they still get in a fracas occasionally. The G20, well, he said 2 weeks ago the G20 was planning to kill the dollar, and they've announced that in the news, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right. You know who Mark Morano is and Mary McElhaney?
It rings a little bell.
Well, I saw them on a C-SPAN with Mocton, and I'll tell you, this guy Morano, he might be worth, you know, if you're inclined to, it's your show, have him on, because the guy, he tears them apart with humor. You know?
Oh, wait a minute. He's the big, runs one of the big sites dealing with climate change not being man-made?
Yes, that's correct.
We've had him on.
Yes.
We've had him on.
But
he would be good to get back on. What, he runs the Climate Depot?
I don't know what he was on the Accuracy in the Media, I think it is.
Yeah, no, man. We played clips this week of that. Great points. I appreciate your call. Absolutely. In fact, have we contacted Estelon to get him on? Okay, great. Yeah, we're working on getting him on, too, and we'll get Morano back on. We are busting our hind ends to get you everybody you want, folks. Let's continue here. I don't have a lot of guests on the Sunday show because it's shorter, but sure, the weekday show is jam-packed full of guests. We got some big ones this week. Got a surprise guest tomorrow. Let's go ahead and talk to Emily in Oregon. Emily, you're on the air.
Wow, that's great, Alex. Thanks a lot. You know, I've just started listening to you, and there's the
Coast to Coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we had the bumper music faded down, so that break snuck up on me. I should be watching the clock better. Let's go back to Emily in Oregon. Emily, sorry, you got cut off by the break. Go ahead.
That's fine. I'm so glad to speak to you, Alex. I was a hopeless, I've just started listening to you, and I was a hopeless liberal, you know, and you've blown my mind wide open, and I'm just so grateful. And I'm surrounded by all these liberals, and they're a huge, you know, now I look at the TV and I just see the intent. I see how we were all so brainwashed. I see it all so clearly, you know, and I feel like, you're not reaching a huge group of people that need to be woken up, i.e. us liberals. And because, you know, I mean, you can get through to the libertarians, you can get through to those Republicans, but you're just, they're just riding you off. And I so, you know, I listen, I pick apart everything you say, and I try and put it into a context that I can show these people. And, you know, these are people who listen to Keith, they listen to Jon Stewart, they listen to, you know, Democracy Now!, they mock Glenn Beck, they laugh at Fox.
Well, Emily, let me break this down for you. Glenn Beck and Hannity, they're all meant to be mocked. And you know the liberal mindset of the establishment liberal, not the well-meaning liberal, is that it's about, oh, we're elite, we're smart, everyone else is dumb. If you watch Real Time with Bill Maher, it's how everyone's dumb but liberals. And but they're not. Well, go ahead and fade her back up.
Voting for Republicans are just dumb. But these are a huge group of people that are so brainwashed. I believe now from me listening to you and looking at the television that they're getting the most scientific mind control.
Yes, yes. They are brainwashed. But how does the establishment make Christians look stupid? They focus in on the corrupt glitterbug preachers that are, you know, engaged in all this corruption. It's the same thing. How do they make libertarian or true free market look bad? The same big banks that are robbing everyone label that as free market when it's not. It's inside corruption. It's piracy. And the key to the fake liberal mindset is we're the elite. We know best. Everybody else is dumb.
The thing is how are they making you? You're about the only one out there, I would say, besides David Icke, who's really telling it, drumming it in how it is. And it's how they're making you look stupid that's the point.
No, I agree with you. Ma'am, Wikipedia has my name spelled wrong. They say I'm a right-wing extremist. When I try to get people outside the left-right paradigm, my main mission is to break the left-right division. The establishment divides us along left and right so they can make the fight about left and right instead of about issues. And Emily, I really appreciate your call. We could talk for hours. Call back during the weekday show. I'm going to try to go to Troy, Brian, Annette, and a few others, but I promise to get to this flu news and then we'll do that. But the issue here is that a Rush Limbaugh, a Sean Hannity, a Glenn Beck cannot wake up a liberal. They're not meant to. They're meant to keep us in the left-right paradigm. When Bush was in office, the Democrats were right. Torture and war was wrong, and big government was wrong. But now that they're out of power, torture and war and secret arrest and big government's good. That's just because they're the party in power. When Republicans are back in power, in 3-4 years, 7 years, whatever the case may be, whenever they retake the Congress, the House and Senate and the presidency, suddenly the Democrats will be anti-establishment. They'll be against corruption. And this is the bait and switch game. But this is the radio show that has been able to deprogram people on the left and right. We do have people on the left. We do have people on the right. That's why they've had congressional reports, FBI reports, reports in Salon, reports in the New Republic, saying I am the really dangerous one to the establishment because I'm the person really telling the truth. So is Ron Paul. He transcends left and right to a true populist, grassroots, constitutionalist view. And that's why we're so dangerous to the New World Order, is because we see the program. We understand how they're controlling us. Okay. I should have gotten to this earlier, but I'll try to cover it in the time we have left. This is huge news. Everybody for 3 weeks has been asking me, what's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Ukraine with massive deaths, with some strange virus people are getting? And reading in the British and Ukrainian English papers, we are now discovering what's happening. Top scientists, doctors are saying that this appears to be a mutation between the H1N1 and the regular flu vaccines, which they admit can mutate the virus and make it worse. Just like antibiotics can mutate bacteria to be worse, to where you can't kill them. You know, flesh eating. Millions hit by plague worse than swine flu, a deadly plague swept across Europe, doctors fear, after a outbreak of a virus in Ukraine plunged the country and its neighbors into a state of panic. A cocktail of three flu viruses are reported to have mutated into a single pneumonia plague, which is believed may be far more dangerous than the swine flu. The death toll has reached 189, and more than 1 million people have been infected, most of them in nine regions of western Ukraine. The president of Ukraine has called the World Health Organization and a team of nine specialists, and it goes on. Now, here's another article. This is what the major papers in Ukraine and in Croatia and other Eastern European countries are saying. Scientists, Nobel Prize winners, one of the second biggest religious leaders in Croatia. This is what they're saying. Croatian priest says vaccine for destruction of humanity worldwide. Says it's a bioweapon. Now, I don't know if that's the case, but all these other scientists and doctors we had on in the last 10 months, 11 months, since January, I've been on air saying, and these are on YouTube and Google, and the audio files are all over the web. You know, just search the term Alex warned of flu before outbreak. Or, I mean, it's incredible. In fact, we ought to re-air some of those. We found them and reposted them on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And all we know is the feds in the U.S., but also worldwide, directed by the World Health Organization, the U.N. is running this worldwide, came into police departments and county sheriff's departments and said, flu's going to hit in the winter. It's going to kill millions. Get ready for martial law. Get ready for the citizens to attack you. This is in January. I had emergency managers on and investigative reporters, and I got secret documents out of upstate New York where they were saying, get ready for millions dead. This will happen. In April, I said it was all staged and that we were already at level six. That came out 3 months later. I got secret documents in Texas. We posted them. I mean, we really know what we're talking about here, folks. We do the research. So long before any of this started, I saw them getting ready for it. And Horowitz and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all these other medical doctors we've had on have said they believe another super virus is coming that's going to be released, probably in Eastern Europe, that is really what is going to be deadly. Now it's beginning to happen. I pray that they've been wrong. I pray. But you know why they picked Eastern Europe? Major flu vaccine manufacturers that we wrote articles about and named last year and this year began doing secret trials with homeless people of bird and swine flu and other flu vaccines that were killing people, admittedly. And in Poland, out of 100 people that got tested on, 21 died. In fact, Google that for folks that don't believe it. Right here at the end, I have 1 minute left. We can find it. Headline, bird flu, homeless deaths. London Telegraph. It's also all over. Major doctors in the Czech Republic came out and said this is a attempt to release a bioweapon. Remember us in January and February? And I was all over national radio talking about it. But a prophet's not known in his own country, as they say. These companies were releasing flu trials that were actually spreading super flus and killing people. And it appears that's what that is. On a separate issue, there's the headline. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. They arrested the doctors that did it for a vaccine company, but not the vaccine company. On a separate issue, look at these headlines. This is MSNBC. Virginia teen suffers rare illness after swine flu shot. Boy diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Two die after Chinese H1N1 vaccine. That's Time Magazine. Here's another one. French woman gets crippling illness after H1N1 vaccine. Now, remember, what did they first give out 2 months ago? The live nasal flu virus, which the insert, not a conspiracy theory, what comes with the insert, said that it can mutate in the body and spread the flu. It's a live virus. It can spread. I don't know what's going on, folks, but it's rigged and it's staged. And it's scary. This is medical tyranny, as Ron Paul has said on this show. Even Dick Armey told the Dallas Morning News he believes they may be hyping this to pass national health care. All I know is NORTHCOM is in place. The Pentagon says they may declare martial law. That's mainstream news. The banks are taking over. The world government's being announced. Look out. Great job, crew, today. Retransmission comes up later. Jason Burmis is live on the other side.